Hearings at the Inter-American Commission on Human Rights Tuesday included topics like ramped-up restrictions on admissions of asylum seekers at the southern border, advancement of the Dakota Access Pipeline despite indigenous opposition, and President Donald Trump's travel ban and executive orders on immigration. But the U.S. defense was not only silent, it was absent. In a departure from past protocol, the U.S. government did not send a single delegate to represent its positions before the Hemispheric Human Rights Accountability Body. The American Civil Liberties Union called the absence an unprecedented no-show and warned it, quote, sets a dangerous precedent that mirrors the behavior of authoritarian regimes and will only serve to embolden them. In the past, U.S. snubs of IACHR hearings involved sending low-level officials, but showing up nonetheless. Immigration policies, particularly regarding asylum seekers, took up the bulk of Tuesday's session.
The right to refuge is being undermined worldwide, and the United States is no different.
Nicole Ramos is an attorney with El Otro Lado, based in the Mexican border city of Tijuana.
Over the course of the last 15 months, I have escorted 68 asylum seekers to the San Ysidro port of entry, which borders Tijuana, where I have personally witnessed CBP officers, CBP supervisors, and private security guards contracted by the U.S. government attempt to turn away asylum seekers seeking refuge and denying them access to the credible fear interview process.
Ramos described what immigration advocates are calling turnbacks. Others who gave testimony in the hearing say it's part of a trend to shut down ways of legally seeking asylum or refuge at U.S. ports of entry. After turnbacks at the border, desperate people may attempt to enter the U.S. illegally, which can trigger detention and even criminal charges. Theodora Simon of the Hope Border Institute explains.
Systematic, prolonged detention is to become express policy. More aggressive prosecution of unauthorized entry, for example, a trend we're already witnessing on the border, will criminalize and incarcerate a greater number of asylum seekers in direct violation of the Refugee Convention and other international norms.
Simon says conditions within immigration detention centers are punitive by design.
Prolonged detention, coupled with harassment, abuse, and family separation, forces asylum seekers to withdraw their claims and be deported despite legitimate claims to protection. As one detainee put it, quote, they treat us like animals. I tried to stay strong and keep my head up, but this place breaks you down.
Under standard protocol for these hearings, U.S. government representatives would have a chance to explain official rationale behind policy decisions and practices, but the empty chairs at the U.S. table made their own silent statement. The U.S. State Department later cited ongoing litigation as a reason for not attending the open session. Commissioner Margaret May McCauley, the IACHR's special rapporteur on migration, seemed both sympathetic and at a loss for a plan of action.
The problem is so huge. What exactly do you think we can do immediately as a commission? And which would be effective, because the commission can use its mechanisms and so on and do all sorts of things, issue press releases, make our recommendations to the state, that's the federal state, and by and large, that may be the end of the matter.
Attorney Jamil Dakwar, director of the ACLU's human rights program, pointed out that a case on indefinite detention is now pending before the U.S. Supreme Court. He suggested that commissioners feeling stonewalled could turn to diplomacy.
It's important for the commission to be able to engage directly with some of the states' authorities that are willing to engage on some of those issues. Even if the federal government executive branch is absent, doesn't want to participate, it doesn't mean that the commission cannot find other ways to engage with the help of civil society, including in situations where you can actually engage other third countries that have international obligations vis-a-vis the United States.
The immigration and human rights advocates testifying at Tuesday's hearing criticized plans to expand the already extensive immigration detention system and expressed worry that the effort to rapidly hire thousands of new border enforcement agents could lower standards and weaken oversight. For FSRN, I'm Shannon Young.